Previously on the Solitude of Nerdom podcast.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
It's football time! Yeah.
And now, the BuzzkillBlog.com proudly presents the Solitude of Nerdom podcast Super Bowl Shuffle! Brought to you by the Buzzkill Blog Store. And now, here are your hosts, Janet Jackson's boobs, Richard Pruitt, and Laura Ashcraft. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, just like the Dallas Cowboys will be doing this Sunday, you too will be watching the Super Bowl. That's why this episode of the Solitude of Nerdom podcast is our Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, I think I should learn that Super Bowl Shuffle because it's just fucking awesome.
I would pay money to see you do the Super Bowl Shuffle based on the 1985 Chicago Bears.
I think that'd be awesome. I could just like, here we go.
Doing the Super Bowl Shuffle.
I'm gangster. Yeah,
have you ever heard the entire Super Bowl Shuffle?
It's awful. That's actually the most awful thing I've ever heard, but it's too funny.
I actually think I can outdo you on awfulness.
Wow.
I think I can outdo you on awfulness. Now, for those of you who do not know what the Super Bowl Shuffle is, let me give you a small taste of the Super Bowl Shuffle.
We are the best shuffling crew, shuffling on time, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good.
Well, that's about as gangster as a teddy bear, but yet I can't stop listening to it.
It's not that bad, but I know that there is something out there that's even worse than the Super Bowl Shuffle.
What in the world?
Would you like me to play that for you as well?
Yes.
I'm Kurt Hennig.
And Big Scott Hall. As tag team champs, we'll take on them all.
So bring on the Long Riders, those dirtball dumbos.
We'll smear those bushes,
do the rest rock rumble.
Okay, yeah, that's worse. It's a lot worse.
Don't ever doubt my skills in proving that I can find a worse song ever.
What is with the Like, yeah.
Wait, first of all,
testosterone. Who's the gal? Sweet.
First of all, for anyone who does not know it, I'm guessing that many of you are like, "What the fuck was that?"
It's awful.
Okay, so it is the Wrestle Rock Rumble from the 1980s. It is from the AWA.
What?
It's from the AWA, based out of Minnesota. They were doing an event, and that was the theme song, because it came out right after the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Yeah, man.
That's right, because if we're going to do anything in this edition of the Solitude of Nerdom podcast, we're going to fuck with
Yeah.
That sums it up right there,
The estrogen
right?
in this show is gone. I'm so sorry.
The estrogen in this show is only produced by me anyway.
Oh!
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very special announcement to make on this edition of the Solitude of Nerdom podcast.
I'm so excited, I'm going to pee myself right now.
We are both very, very excited. It might make some of you kind of sad, but don't fret!
Yeah, don't do that, that's bad.
Yeah, don't worry, be happy.
Okay. I'm not even kidding the music, right?
I know. I sang that in elementary once. We're still going to do a couple of... This is not going to be your normal Solitude of Nerdom podcast episode. This is going to be much shorter. In this episode, though, we've got this big announcement to make. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl because, you know, that is Sunday and all.
Yeah. Woo, party.
And we're also going to talk about upcoming things on the site. But first...
Plenty of that.
But first, we have sponsors on this here show.
Oh, yay!
Now, granted, we've taken them out back and held them hostage by gunpoint, telling them they have to sponsor this here show.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she pretty much held me at gunpoint, telling me,
you're
going to have to sponsor the fucking show! If you go right now to thebuzzkillblog.spreadshirt.com, or if you're just feeling like you're being lazy today, you can go to thebuzzkillblog.com.
I thought he's not going to sing it this time. Oh, you fooled me.
Yeah, I made a fool out of you. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times.
You get no blowjob.
No blowjob. No blowjob. If you head on over to the Buzzkill blog store, you can pick up one of our many, many t-shirts. And one of them right now is the new Buzzkill logo made by writer Edie Wilson. She is a graphic design artist. And if you need anything done for your business, your company, you want a new logo, hit us up at the Buzzkill blog at gmail.com. We will send your information over to Edie Wilson, and she will possibly do it for you as long as she gets paid.
She's a genius.
She is awesome. She's very talented. Send it over there. Pick up the new Buzzkill shirt in the Buzzkill blog store. You can also pick up our Solitude of Nerdom t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which, wait till the announcement. You can also pick up, It's 420 Somewhere and our personal favorite, WWATD. What would Alan Thicke do? And Laura, what would Alan Thicke tell us to do?
For the 50 millionth freaking time. He says, show me that smile again.
Show me that smile. Or you can go over
to... Insert picture of Grumpy Cat here.
No, there's a picture I found of Alan Thicke on the internet, and I put a caption under it. I mean, this is the creepiest picture of Alan Thicke you could possibly find. And it's just him doing a crooked side smile. I mean, it's creepy.
Those of you that can't see, I'm doing the crooked, I can't even do it.
And it honestly says, and the caption I put with it is, Alan Thicke is watching you masturbate. It's the creepiest thing
that's
ever.
Awesome.
Speaking of masturbation, go on over to the Craving Humor Store. That's www.dazzle.com/cravinghumor. And you can pick up our products on a plethora of a bunch of everything.
Literally anything.
You can get any design you want on a coffee mug, on a t-shirt, on a plate.
I'm honestly surprised you can't get it on underwear, which you probably
can. You can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, never
mind. You can also pick it up on a deck of playing cards, and that new Buzzkill logo looks amazing on a deck of playing cards.
It does.
All right. We've got the formalities out of the way.
Whew, okay. Are we ready for this?
This is a big moment. Ladies
can't
and
breathe.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last edition of the Solitude of Nerdom podcast. Now, before you get all sad and get your panties in a wad thinking, oh my god, this is the last episode I'm ever going to do. What am I going to do with my life? God damn it, I'm going to have to cut myself to listening to Justin fucking Bieber. Before you go that route, we're not ending... doing these type of shows. We're just revamping show a lot. Next week, which I'm going to go ahead and do this because it's all fun for me.
Oh, goody.
2-8-13. Are you ready? That's all we're saying. The new show debuts next Friday at 8 o'clock on thebuzzkillblog.com.
We're so excited.
And we just can't hide it. And I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
Please keep control of yourself.
No. Gotta go right now. I looked up. I had to use that for a piece this week, actually, and that was just fun to find.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, so let's just get this out of the way. That's our big announcement. We're all excited. Woo! It's going to be a big month in February.
Agreed? Huge.
We've got... Not only is this show revamping, we have the debut of Four Downs this weekend, Super Bowl weekend, talking all sports. We're going to talk about the Ravens and the 49ers matchup. We're going to talk about performance enhancement drugs. We're going to talk about who could be the MVP of this game, the keys to winning the game, and finally, you know, maybe some NBA. Maybe.
Never know.
Maybe. Because it is Super Bowl, and it's the only really big sports event happening this week. Agreed?
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of the Super Bowl, besides the fact that there's going to be $2 and $3 million commercials, favorite Super Bowl commercial?
There was this one with a dog and some Doritos, and the dog was running, and he's trying to get the Doritos, and he runs into a glass door. I almost peed myself. I was laughing so hard.
My favorite one of all time, and I mean, there's been some great fucking Super Bowl commercials.
They really have.
And a lot. Budweiser has had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Cannot deny that. Pepsi's had a couple. Coke's had a few. I mean, your average staples, E-Trade, whatever.
Yeah.
But this one might be the funniest commercials for me because of how quick it was.
Really?
Back in the day, like 5-6 years ago.
Oh, that was way far
back.
Yeah, back
in the day. Way back yesteryear when we had to walk both ways to school using a smartphone.
15 miles!
No, it was only like 7 because
just kidding.
We had smartphones. And There was this Miller Lite, or Miller, was doing this thing where they would go around in, like, events and go, you need to get a piece of the high life.
Yeah.
The guy comes on during one of these shows before the Super Bowl and goes, we are going to have a Super Bowl ad that's going to make you want to buy our product.
Okay.
And all it was, it's him popping up on the screen going, high life! That's it.
Wow.
1 second. Best Super Bowl commercial ever, and it's very underrated because it's so funny. It's just like, high life! Boom.
What? Over, like, I have to go find that now. Just
it is really funny if you go out of your way to find that one. I think the referee zebra, the streaking one from Budweiser was funny.
Oh, the streak, yeah, I remember
the streaking one. I think goat or lamb or whatever. Yeah. That one is really,
the
really
lamb,
funny.
I think.
Yeah, there's quite a few really good Super Bowl ads. But that, I mean, okay, so now that we've talked about the ads and the best part, and Beyonce is doing the halftime show.
Oh, good lord.
I can't wait to watch that.
Bootylicious.
If we weren't going to have people over, I'd touch myself.
Oh, damn. That's a little scary.
The best part about this Super Bowl show, though, halftime show for me, is the reuniting of Destiny's Child.
Let's just think about Destiny's Child for a second. You know Beyonce, you know Kelly. Who the hell knows that other girl's name?
Michelle Williams?
I never knew who she was for like the longest.
You want me to tell you how
time.
I know Michelle Williams?
Why?
And I don't know if this proves that I'm just the weirdest fuck ever.
There's nothing that is needed to prove that. But anyway, yes, go ahead.
She sang America the Beautiful to WrestleMania.
Wow.
That's all I know her for.
Weirdest thing ever. So, I don't even care. I watch WrestleMania.
So it's the return of Destiny's Child. It can't be any worse than the fucking Black Eyed Peas.
That was bad.
I will never forget Fergie butchering some Guns N' Roses.
With
Slash playing. You fuck up Guns N' Roses with fucking
Slash
right beside you. You're a dumb fuck.
Yeah, I mean, really.
First of all, Fergie has not had any talent since she was on Kids Incorporated.
Yes.
If I'm going to randomly throw out shit,
yeah.
Kids Incorporated. So I'm excited about that. Alicia Keys is singing the national anthem.
Which, I love her. Her voice is awesome.
She's a great actress, too, so I have no problem with that. Now comes what everyone is really going to tune in for. Well, what most people are going to tune in for. The game.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers, the Baltimore Ravens. Who you got?
Ravens.
Why are you taking the Ravens?
Because, have you seen how much heart those guys have? It's ridiculous.
A lot of the Baltimore Ravens right now are playing on emotion. Ray Lewis's last season.
Yeah.
If you want to know what a taste of four downs is going to be like, you're going to hear me talk a little bit about sports right now.
They have so much heart when it comes to this game. And on top of that, their offense is strong and their defense is strong. They could kill it.
I want to go ahead and say that Baltimore has showed a lot because they went into Foxborough and beat the New England Patriots, which is a tough team to beat at home.
Yeah.
And they beat the number one seed Denver Broncos in double overtime.
They really, yeah.
Which Denver should have won that game. Flat out, Denver should have won that game. They blew it. Baltimore's in the Super Bowl. Now, I myself am going to go on the flip side of things. Now, I've been debating in my head of who I want to win this game. Do I want it to be the Baltimore Ravens or the San Francisco 49ers?
Mm-hmm.
All week, it's been which Harbaugh brother? Do I prefer Ray Lewis? Do I like Patrick Willis instead? Ray Rice or Frank Gore? Colin Kaepernick or Joe Flacco? And I think the deciding factor in this game is going to be, you know what?
What?
I don't know if I'm going to give my Super Bowl pick on this show. I think they should tune in to Four Downs and hear.
Well, you're just rude.
Yeah, is that not what you were expecting? It's not rude. It's just making people go, I wonder what he's going to say.
Yeah, that's true. That sports show is going to kick some serious ass.
If you want to know, I'm a very big sports fan. It's going to be the casual sports fan talking about sports for about 20 minutes, and I cannot wait.
I'm very excited, too, and I just get to hear it. I don't get to be on that one.
But I can go ahead and tell you this. The winning team of the Super Bowl will be going to Disney World. Other things coming up, we are going to have tomorrow the debut of Four Downs,
woo!
The sports show. We also have a few new pieces getting debuted. And the next 2 months is going to be unreal.
Just an unreal amount of new things, new shows, new ideas.
A revamping of the entire site in a way.
Yeah, I mean, really, it is.
But the big thing is the revamp of this show, which you have to go to our Facebook page.
To understand.
Facebook.com/TheBuzzKillBlog. Like our page. You will find out more and more about the show daily. It is going to be the biggest show on, well, it's going to be the most random show on the internet. That was the tagline for this.
Yeah.
Honestly, that show is going to be a lot more random than this show was.
Yeah.
That show has some, but folks, we are not leaving you.
No, we're not leaving. We'll be back, we promise, because we love
We're not going to get milk and not coming back. We're not going to leave you with 13 kids.
No, we promise.
No,
we're cats or dogs or whatever you prefer, because I'm sure there's quite a few of them out there with like 50 cats.
Or in Stick Figure Dan's case, we're not going to leave you with the women prisoners.
Yeah, no, we promise.
Just to let you know, a lot of the bits from this show will be going to the new one.
Yeah, they will transfer, so you'll still get to hear us make funny stuff.
It's going to be a better show on a bigger scale. That's how I look at it.
Party, 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 party.
Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up episode 11, chapter 11, bankruptcy 11, the bankruptcy episode.
The final chapter, that sounds better.
The final chapter of the Solitude of Nerdom podcast, which, by the way, did we decide that we were going to keep this name for something?
Yes, we are.
Find out next week, 2-8-13.
Are you ready?
You may bury me with an enemy in Mount Cavalry. You can stack me on a pyre and soak me down with whiskey. Roast me to a black and crisp and throw me in a pile. I can really...